International Women's Day, Fighting Sexism and Austerity. Young women, we've been given the destination, but no way to get there. Helen Patterson, London Socialist Party youth organizer. Girls and young women involved in research into sexual harassment say they aren't shocked by its results. The state of girls' rights in the UK at plan.uk.org. The research found that as many as two-thirds of girls and young women aged between 14 and 21 had experienced sexual harassment in public places. On top of that, as many as 37% had experienced harassment in school, and around one quarter report being touched inappropriately at school. It's not just girls and young women who face sexual harassment in their day-to-day lives. In London, 55% of all women said they had been sexually harassed on the underground. Closing ticket offices, driver-only operated trains on national rail lines, and other cuts mean fewer staff to deal with incidents. These statistics might not shock young women, but they are a source of huge anger and frustration. Point. The research looks into lots of different areas, from uniforms to sex education. The frustration of these young women comes across in their quotes. They talk about the huge contradiction between the messages of empowerment and equality in advertising and media, and their actual experiences of sexual harassment and sexist ideas. We've been given the destination, but no way to get there. And despite the idea that they can do anything, students reported still feeling that courses are divided into girls' subjects and boys' subjects. Girls are more often kept from playing sports in the rain than boys, and girls' uniforms are discussed on the basis of whether they will distract the boys. Young women's frustration is understandable. Women and working class people have fought for well over a century against inequality, sexism, and poverty. Huge reforms have been won, such as legal equal pay, and other rights and services. The expectations of women have changed over the last few decades. But the harsh realities of sexism, such as two women dying each week at the hands of an abusive current or ex-partner, still exist. On top of the contradiction between the empowering message and continued sexism, these girls and young women are growing up in a time of cuts and austerity. The research talked about the impact of 61% cuts to local government services, meaning there aren't safe places for girls to spend their evenings with youth workers they can talk to. At school, many teachers report feeling unable to deal with incidents of sexual harassment, with only 1 in 5 receiving training. And students feel the same, noting that staff don't seem confident about these issues. Securing proper training and support for students and teachers around sexism and sexual harassment, as well as decent sex education, means launching a fight for adequate funding of our schools and against privatization of our schooling system. These changes and reforms only take the fight against sexism, harassment, and inequality so far. Today, politicians and the establishment try to give capitalism a feminist veneer. But this has been exposed by huge cuts to vital women's services, growing poverty and inequality. A battle must be launched, involving women's organizations and trade unions, to defend these services against austerity and for no cuts budgets. But as long as capitalism continues, these reforms will only be temporary. For lasting gains, and to put an end to sexism and inequality, we have to challenge the system of capitalism which relies on and perpetuates sexism and inequality.